Today's royal wedding had many people celebrating all around the world, including here in Boston. WBUR's Adam Ragusea stopped by a reception at the Old State House, and he found it a historically problematic location for the event.
The lion and unicorn statues on the east side of the Old State House are symbols of the British crown. Times have certainly changed from the days when Boston Patriots ripped the buggers down and burned them in the street, which they did in 1776. Today was a comparatively tame affair, wherein ladies in elaborate hats ate heart-shaped Dunkin' Donuts and stood in a long line to sign an official wedding register for Wills and Kate.
We watched the wedding this morning, so
you did?
Yes. Oh, yes. We've been up since 4.
Will you join me in toasting the royal couple?
The royal couple.
The British Consul General to New England, Phil Budden, co-hosted the reception.
I have to ask, any irony inherent in celebrating the royal family and at the site of the Boston Massacre, the seat of the revolution in the North?
Boston is well known for its role in the revolution and really led that. But the room we're standing in at the moment was the room where the royal governors used to run Massachusetts, where they would defend Massachusetts against New France. So actually, we think there's both sides of the stories. Boston was a key part of the revolution, but Boston was also a key part of the British-American Atlantic world.
Fair enough. Still, I asked the celebration's other host, Brian LeMay of the Bostonian Society, the same question.
I think it probably is a little bit ironic, but it also, I think, is not entirely inappropriate.
LeMay's organization runs the museum in the Old State House. He says today is a good day to remember our common heritage with the Brits.
It's part of the history of Boston. Americans were Britons for a good number of years, and the ideas that formed the foundations of the American government, freedom of assembly and freedom from search and seizure, these issues actually have a connection to ideas that were sparked by the Enlightenment in Britain.
Yeah, that's all fascinating. But here's the important question.
Have you signed the registry for the happy couple?
I think I was the third person to sign in.
Did you offer any remarks?
My wife told me what to say. She said that it gets better with each year. So, thoughts for the royal couple.
An optimistic sentiment, but it does seem to have been the case that it's gotten better every year for Boston and Britain. For WBUR, I'm Adam Ragusea.